Dionica Bell is a student affairs officer at the University of California, Davis.
I work in African American and African studies. Primary responsibility is academic advising, but I also do retention work in the Black student population. So anything from case management to financial aid to kind of whatever is necessary to retain Black students at the institution. They've recognized that they graduate either later or not at all when compared to the general student population. So I do lots of other things to try to maintain the retention of Black students on our campus.
As an undergraduate at Texas A&M University Commerce, Ms. Bell was also a member of the Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority, Incorporated.
The historically Black sororities do function a bit differently in the sense that you absolutely can join as a college student, as I did. But when you graduate, you do not cease to be a member. There are graduate chapters in which you can join after graduation as well. It's a bit different in the sense that all of the organization is focused on service. Obviously, in college, there is a social aspect as well. But once you graduate and you matriculate from the undergrad chapter to the graduate chapter, it's very seriously about the service work to the community and our nation. And now, actually, our organization is global. We have 300,000 members around the world, and it is focused on serving the communities that they are in. So you can join in college, you can join after college, but either way, the work does not stop because you have graduated.
Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority, Incorporated was founded at Howard University in Washington, D.C., and the organization just celebrated its Founders Day on January 15th. At Wednesday's inauguration, a.k.a. Soror Kamala Harris became Vice President of the United States, achieving so many firsts at one fell swoop, and Ms. Bell watched every moment.
It's funny, actually. I have to go back to Founders Day for just a moment because we did a national celebration on the internet, and they interviewed Soror Kamala Harris. So all over the nation on our Founders Day, we had this intimate conversation with this woman who is going to hold the second highest office in our land. And that's how I would like to articulate what it was to watch her be inaugurated, even being a Californian, actually, and been in contact, never set foot in the same room with Kamala Harris, but I have this kinship with her, this understanding of our sisterhood that connects us in a way that I really can't properly articulate. So there is a sense of pride that she is, for all intents and purposes, this is my sister. And that's been sort of our conversation. Being able to sit with my mother, who is a member of our illustrious organization, my sister, who is a member, and watch with the sort of pride, knowing that in some even minute way, her being a member of our organization led to what she was able to accomplish. She said that in the interview, a lot of the skills that she learned about running for office, she gained running for office in our sorority, which is kind of mind-blowing to think that it was foundationally effective in some way. So my pride knows no bounds. Just really grateful to be able to share that moment with the rest of our country and knowing in some tiny, tiny way that she belongs to the United States, but she's also mine.
That's UC Davis Student Affairs Officer and A&M Commerce Alpha Kappa Alpha alumna Dionica Bell. For KETR News, I'm Jared Knight.